This is KMUW Wichita Public Radio. Up now, KMUW theater commentator Sanda Moore Coleman looks at an upcoming production of one of the major works in American theater.
In the pantheon of great American playwrights, there is never any question that Arthur Miller holds a vital place. His contributions to theater include All My Sons, The Crucible, A View from the Bridge, and his best-known work, Death of a Salesman. Miller wrote the entire first act of Salesman in less than a day. He was finished with the whole thing in 6 weeks. Death of a Salesman opened on Broadway in 1949 under the direction of Elia Kazan. It won Miller a Pulitzer Prize, all 6 Tony Awards for which it was nominated, and the New York Drama Critics Circle Award. It was the high point of Miller's career. While The Crucible was a critical and commercial success, it did not match its predecessor for awards. About his work, Miller said, "The structure of a play is always the story of how the birds came home to roost." He died February 10, 2005, on the 56th anniversary of the Broadway premiere of Death of a Salesman. He was 89. Plays that last are those that continue to resonate with the culture because they root eternal struggles in the smaller, more specific everydayness of life. Death of a Salesman speaks particularly to the American experience, even now, 67 years after its debut. You can see it on stage at Wichita Community Theater from January 27 through February 7th. For KMUW, this is Sanda Moore Coleman.